episode 540, The Chains of Perfectionism.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, women of impact. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday, a day for you to reflect on you, putting yourself first and not feeling guilty about it, because it's very easy as a woman to kind of have that sense of, gosh darn it, I shouldn't be thinking this way. I know I need to be doing something else for somebody else. Or why am I sitting here wasting my time on this? Because ultimately, I know there's something more that I need to be doing, and doing this may be wasting my time. No, it's not. You matter. And today, taking this moment as you're listening to this and really allowing yourself to kind of calm down a little bit, removing all the outside factors of the world, all the different influences that come your way that feed into the mind and the body and the spirit that say, oh no, you need to be going this direction or this direction. Wait a minute, what about me? We're not even chasing shiny new squirrels, but we're running after things that really aren't even there for us. And it all leads us into the chains of perfectionism. The world holds us to so many expectations, from after graduating high school till death do us part. The chains of perfectionism bind us to the journey of unrealistic patterns, tempting us with success, only promising defeat. With society's influence and the multimedia's influence, we receive endless messages of how to live our lives. What to wear, how to look, what to eat, what to search for on the internet. I mean, come on, it's in our social media. Have you ever noticed how all of a sudden these ads just begin to pop up? Pretty soon, other social media ones are going to come up with that too. You don't see that a lot in Instagram yet, but everything's feeding into what we do, how we should live our lives, what car to buy, how much soda to drink, what cell phone to purchase, how many different plans are there out there on cell phones. Oh, wait, but then you need this and then you need that. Oh, and don't forget, you need this particular set of headphones. Technology is crazy. Everything is being thrown at us, from billboards to magazines to newspapers to when we turn on the TV to what we listen to on Sirius and XM, what we have on Netflix and Hulu and whatever else is out there. There is so much. How can you ever get it right? The world's expectations are impossible to achieve. I haven't been necessarily quiet about this whole topic, have I? As perfectionism is something that I have struggled with personally my entire life. Maybe it's because I'm the firstborn. You know, that trait has been researched and proven to be the gift to the firstborn, is that, you know, when you're the firstborn, yeah, you're going to want to do everything right kind of the first time. You want to give your all in all. You're the first of everything, so you might as well be the first in everything that you do. Or maybe it's because my father was raised that way. Therefore, he raised me that way, just passing on the gift. Or maybe it's because I had dreams bigger than most. I'm a dreamer. I'm a visionary. I always want a challenge. You know, if you say, oh, you can only do it this way, I'd be like, let's try it this way. Maybe just to be difficult, maybe a little stubbornness there or extra determination, however you want to phrase it. You can say can't, and I'm going to say just you wait and see. Ecclesiastes 11:4 says this: those who wait for perfect weather will never plant seeds. Those who look at every cloud will never harvest crops. Trying to impress the thoughts of others carry implications greater than any one man can bear. Us trying to always be right, us trying to always do everything. I mean, having that perfect dinner, I can remember way back when, and it was chicken. I was cooking chicken. Maybe I've already told this story before, but it's interesting because I was cooking chicken, and I think I was actually trying a new recipe. I mean, this was many, 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 many years ago. I only had one child at the time. So when I say it's many years ago, we're talking over 20 years ago. Yeah, that's really dating me, isn't it? Yes, because I'm gonna have a 21-year-old this year. Oh my goodness. Okay, that's just a whole nother episode. But back to the chicken story. I was cooking and I was trying this new recipe and always wanting to impress my husband. We had just been married maybe a year and a half maybe at this time. I'm trying to think, okay, we could be here a while if I actually calculate it out. Anyway, long story short, I went and I was visiting a neighbor while my chicken was in the oven. Not a good idea. I set the timer, but if you're not in the house, you can't hear the timer. And I went over talking to my neighbor and we went on and on and I was telling her about what I did and, you know, how I had this degree and what I really wanted to do. And then I was still looking at going into med school, but with, you know, the birth of a new child, actually, no, I take that back. I didn't even have a child then. So it was very early on. I didn't even have our firstborn. Whoa, that's really long time ago. So back to the story of the chicken. So I'm talking to her and saying, you know, this is my dream. I want to go to medical school and this is the direction that I'm headed. And she was like, you know what? Maybe you should really look at getting a job until you're accepted into medicine at the hospital. I've got someone I know really well that I think there's an opening there. And I think you would be a good fit for her. Later on, after our conversation that I think ended up being maybe at least 45 minutes, maybe even an hour, I walked into our little cute house at the time and there was no food to be had. That chicken could have, well, it wouldn't have walked on its own because it was too dead, too blackened to even do anything. I had totally destroyed my chicken. Now, I was devastated. Why? Because I'm trying to sit here and impress my husband. We may have still been technically newlyweds then. It would have been our first year of marriage. And you always want to impress them. Well, that perfectionism of mine kicked in like, gosh darn it. And I began to beat myself up over and over and over and over again. But you know what? The blessing of that burnt chicken was my neighbor told me about the job of which I went and interviewed for. And I went and actually got the job. It was such a blessing. The perfectionism about killed me. But me doing what I knew I was supposed to be doing, what God had put in my path of me talking to my neighbor actually opened the door. He broke the chains. Had I waited for everything to be perfect, for the chicken to be completely done, I may have never heard of that opportunity from my neighbor. Yet what do? We do this all the time. We beat ourselves up over and over and over again because something wasn't perfect. Something wasn't done up to our standards or whoever else you look up to, maybe it's your mentor's standards. We do it. So how can you break the chains of perfectionism? How can you get away from that? That was a struggle and has been a struggle for me. And at times I still catch myself because it runs so deep within my genes. I really believe it is passed on deep within my genes, not just passed on as an action in a way I was raised, but something deep within me. And it could be actually a good thing to have, but it actually can be something that's detrimental to your health, to your relationships, truly allowing yourself to be living to your fullest and to God's potential. So how can you break these chains of perfectionism? Redirect your focus. Man longs to impress man, but who we should be honoring is Jesus Christ. By removing the focus of our own efforts to God's commandments, the chains of perfectionism will fall. It will be defeated. You will rise in victory. You see, perfectionism is an excuse to stay engaged in the waiting game. Are you engaged in the waiting game? Are you engaged in excuses? Allowing yourself to say, you know what? I can't do this because. What if you were to rephrase how you give your excuses or your reasonings and say, I can't do this, or I choose not to do this, period, end of story. Would that be a shift for you? These chains of perfectionism that we have, they bind us. They hold us to this journey of unrealistic patterns, tempting us with success, only promising defeat. And as a woman of impact, you aren't willing to settle for defeat, are you? So as you take time to reflect on you today, where your path is taking you, ask yourself if you are making decisions and leading your life through the chains of perfectionism. Or are you declaring loudly that those chains are now broken? You stand amazed in the presence of God's love. For through him, your passion, purpose, and presence is possible. You don't have to stay chained today. You don't have to remain jailed up and confined within this within your own world that you're sitting here going, yeah, this is kind of how I guess it's supposed to be. So I'm going to, I guess, be okay with that. One thing I told you about the new season of Create Your Now is that we were going to begin to dig deeper and deeper and deeper. We've touched on perfectionism before. But I believe this is something that haunts moms and women much deeper than we care to admit, much deeper than we even care to discuss. For fear, for whatever excuse you want to throw at it. Today, no longer. It doesn't bind you. It doesn't hold you back. Because you have God's love. And through Jesus Christ, he sees only perfection. That brings absolute tears to my eyes. That even though I am trying to impress, whether it be my husband, my children, my mom, my dad, whether it be you all, that perfection and my impressibility, so to speak, should not matter and should fall at the feet of Jesus Christ because he broke those chains and I no longer have to bear them and neither do you. So stop holding on to them. Stop giving yourself an excuse to hide from your own passion, your own purpose that has been God-given. It's a gift within you. Rely on God's presence. Be amazed that he's already broken those chains. And go out today and be your passion. Be your purpose and live in your presence as you walk on your life's journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.